This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. My brothers and sisters, we were talking about the issue of Ramadan al-Kareem and the issue of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that Ramadan Kareem comes to teach us to become muttaqoon, to teach us to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned to you, the fundamental belief of Islam is our meeting, is the belief in our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After I die, I will be resurrected and I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is this condition I must be in, which will be the best thing for me to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about those who deny this meeting. وَقَالُوا أَيْذَا ضَلَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَإِنَّا لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ بَلْ هُمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ كَافِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who say, after we die and we have become one with the earth, we have disintegrated, we have decomposed and become dust, how is it that we will be? Will we be resurrected again? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they are denying the meeting with their Rabb. Now, point is that if I want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want this meeting to be the best. And the only way of doing that is to ensure that I meet Allah in a state of Islam. Allah said, لَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die until you are Muslim, until you have submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely and totally. To teach us this comes Ramadan al-Kareem. To submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally, Ramadan comes to teach us that. How is that? As we all know, in Ramadan, during the specified time period, which is between the dawn and the dusk, we are forbidden to engage in things which are otherwise halal for us, which is to eat and drink and to have a physical relationship with our spouses, which in normal circumstances, all of these things are halal, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us not to do that during this specific period of time in the month of Ramadan or when we are fasting at any time. Now, when we do that, the reward of that is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bi, my fast is for me and I will reward it. Another thing to remember is very for us to remember is very important, which is that what is being taught to us here, what is it that is being emphasized for us, and that is that we obey Allah because Allah said so. Now think about this, that why do we fast? A simple question. Many people ask this question, why do you fast? There is no so-called within course scientific answer. We don't fast because fasting is good for purifying the blood, or it is good for losing weight, or it is good for cholesterol control, or it is good for this. Fasting is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said so, in order to obey the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why is that important? Because this is the meaning of Islam. Al-Islam is to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make all my desires subservient to the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Ramadan is emphasizing on me is that in this period of Ramadan, between this time and this time, I am submitting and I am making subservient my halal desires to the hukum of Allah, that I will not and I should not touch it. How much more important is it for me to continue this same spirit of obedience with regard to all that Allah has prohibited, all of the hurumat of what Allah has made haram? What Allah has made haram is haram anyway. It's not haram on that particular day. It is haram anyway. Dealing in interest, alcohol, zina, lying, cheating, taking away somebody's rights, and so on and so forth are haram. How much more important it is for me to leave those haram things, right? Throughout my life. So therefore in Ramadan comes to emphasize this, so that we can remind ourselves and say, for the sake of Allah I left halal, so how much more important is it for me to leave haram also for the sake of Allah. And for this we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy, for his forgiveness, and for his reward, insha'Allah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.